Blog Talk Radio.
Rhinestone Royals, it is your girl MC Taz, honey, and I will be filling in for Mr. Oliver Hart. This is From the Heart with Taz tonight, baby. No Oliver in the building. And let me tell you what Oliver set up for me tonight, baby, because these guys don't have no idea what they in for. Y'all know MC Taz loves some tasty morsels, honey. Oh, baby, I got the love coming through. I got Jack Rabbit coming through, baby. I got some Miles Long coming through. And I also, you know, I got the Kang coming through, baby. I got Mr. Ivory on it. So I got all the men's coming through. I'm supposed to have a script I'm supposed to be reading. But, you know, I got excited for a minute. Let me get back on course. Anyway, so I got all the boys coming through. All the boys. So when I tell you mother got on her blush and her best wig, I am ready. Okay, honey? I'm ready to meet all the boys. But anyway, like I said, I'm MC Taz filling in for Oliver. Let me get back on script tonight. And I'm super, super duper excited about tonight's show. And, you know, I want to thank, of course, Rhinestone Royals and Southern Hospitality Production and also Rainbow Radio for making this great opportunity. You can catch my show, which happens every Monday night at 9 o'clock Central Time, and it is Rainbow Radio right here on the same channel. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, like I said, we got a little bit of this, dibble, this, that, this, and the other on here tonight, so I'm going to need y'all to stay tuned to what's going on, but right now, we're going to get into a little music right quick, baby, and when I get back, we are going to get back into it full swing, okay, so y'all sit tight, honey, and I'm going to get y'all in with some brand new Daniel Caesar, The Best Part from Rhinestone Royals. We'll be right back, guys.
Make
makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the talent all I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part.
Yes, honey, that was some brand new Daniel Caesar with the best part. Mm-hmm. Guess what I got? I got the best part on the show, baby. It's about to happen right now because I got my guy starting to come in. Okay, hold on. Let me get myself together because they cannot let me, I'm not going to let him see me sweat. Okay, girl. You know, men, sorry, girl gets nervous, honey. I forget what's going on. I lose my mind, baby. I ain't been around no men's in a long. Okay, getting it together. Okay. All right, guys, so the first guy we got stepping into the room with your girl, and we're going to check out everything that's going on with Mr. Jack Rabbit. Y'all go ahead and give him a big round of applause.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fabulous, honey. Thank you for coming on through, from the heart with Taz tonight. You know, no Oliver in the building, but it's going to be from the heart with Taz. Okay, that's how we doing it.
Well, thank you for having me.
So go ahead and introduce, you know, because I'm, like, freshly, I know y'all are Oliver's people and Oliver knows y'all. And, you know, we have never met. I don't know who you are. So why don't you introduce yourself to us and the audience and let us know who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jack Rabbit. I currently live in Austin, Texas. I am a drag king. Like many of our guests tonight, I am a drag king who competes in the U.S. of A system. Currently, I am still the first alt to Mr. Southern States, U.S. of AMI. I'm also a member of the Boys of Austin, which is Austin's only drag king troupe.
Come on, Austin.
Yeah.
We love it.
It's a great city for drag, actually. It's kind of up and coming in that.
Well, that's wonderful. We love that. Keep doing your thing, Jack. So I have a script because, you know, Oliver was, like, not trusting me just to do this by myself. So my script tells me to ask you, how did you start and get into drag?
So I actually started in the city of Nashville, Tennessee. I went to college there for music at Vanderbilt University. And
all right,
they played
it
far. Yeah.
The men's is educated, damn it. Come on.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Easier to get in when you play an instrument, let me tell you. You don't need to have as good of test scores. But, I was at Vanderbilt, and I would go to play a lot, which is the gay dance bar in Nashville. I would go there and on Thursday nights and see the shows. Actually, one of our guests tonight, D-Love, was always in those shows, and Jordan Allen would host them, and there was also, once a month, they would have open stage, and that's when I started doing drag, as I started doing those open stages, and it was really a great place to learn.
Right. I think that that is definitely needed, especially for, like, the aspiring amateur people that are trying to just get their feet wet, have a little stage, and all. I think that that is very needed, very, very needed. Because you learn so much in that beginning, you know, like, you go into that really knowing, like, zero.
Oh, and yeah, I absolutely, like, looking at the back of the pictures, like, us drag kings, we tape our chests, and, like, I had the lumpiest tape. I looked like a little 13-year-old boy. Like, it's definitely come a long way, and the wonderful thing in Nashville and, like, about drag kings in general is that the brotherhood is, like, so real. Everybody was willing to help me, like, take the shirt off their back, literally sometimes, be like, oh, you don't have a second outfit for your next number. Well, guess what? Now you do. So it was just a great supportive environment, and I wouldn't be where I am today without that.
Right. I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so what is your most memorable moment in drag?
You know, I think probably that would have to be the first time that I competed in a US of A pageant, which was Mr. Southern States in 2014. And I played the trombone because, as I mentioned, I was a music major. I played the trombone for my talent, and, like, it was the first time I competed in a pageant on that level, and, like, everyone was just like, whoa, wait a second, who is this little child who plays the trombone? Where did he come from? And
okay,
it was just really exhilarating. it was just so cool. It was the first time I'd been in an environment like that, and first time I got to experience what US of A was all about, and it was a great, great experience.
Oh, well, that's awesome. And what, I know you said you are still first alternate right now, but
mm-hmm.
What other titles do you have or have you had?
So, funnily enough, I have been the first alternate to Mr. Southern States US of AMI for 3 years in a row. I've only competed in it twice, but it doesn't happen every single year. So I was the first alternate in 2014 and now the first alternate in 2016. And then I've also been, I am the first alternate king. Like, that is my life. I've been the first alternate to Mr. Genesis at a play in Nashville twice. So, first alternate life. I'm the first alternate right now currently to Mr. Austin Pride as well.
Well, you know what? You in the house, okay? You're in the house.
Yes.
Very close. At least you're not, like, a 10th or 20th, you know what
no,
I'm saying? Like, you're close. You're in the house. You just tweak a little bit, and then it's on. You're going to have the crown. I see it in your near future.
Well, thank you. Hopefully. But I find, you know, with being the first alternate king forever, because, you know, first alternates in state pageants who still qualify for nationals, and Easy Love was
right.
The first alternate when he won the crown, the big whole thing, so...
Right?
It happens.
You can't take it away, baby. A first alternate, yes, we'll come and snatch titles. Okay, so my script tells me, do you have any advice to anyone starting drag or wanting to compete?
My advice to people who are starting out, wanting to compete, that sort of thing, is to not be afraid to ask things of other people. Because that was something that I had to struggle with, being very, like, self-sufficient as a person, is that I wanted to do everything myself, and I was always kind of nervous about asking other people because I would think that they would think lesser of me for asking. And that's just not true at all, especially in US of AMI. We're all, and in US of A Diva, we're all, like, just very tight-knit, and everybody will help everybody, and they all love each other, so... It's not a burden to people to, if you're asking questions. So don't be afraid to.
Right. Right, to help out. Okay, what was your funniest moment in drag?
So I have split my pants live on stage in Little Rock, Arkansas at Trinity Nightclub in the middle of a number. Literally, I was wearing these pants. They were cool pants at the time. They were ice blue, really, really tight. And I stepped off the stage to go down into the crowd because people weren't really tipping, and I was like, okay, I'll get some more, like, audience interaction, and I just, the pants split right open. My packer was hanging on by a thread. It almost fell out.
Oh, wow. Come on, that would have been a whole other show at that point.
Yeah, that would be a different kind of show.
That would have been a whole different kind of show. Okay, who are your, do you have more than one, but who are your drag idol or idols?
Oh, my gosh. There really are so many. And so, like, when I was being in Nashville when I was starting out drag, like, the kind of the people that I definitely looked up to a lot were the people who are kind of like the elder statesmen in Nashville. I still look up to them. So people like Jordan Allen and D-Love and Easy Love, it was just like, yeah, these were kind of the people who are always there to give advice and to help. And then in general, I mean, there are so many people who do such, like, crazy different things in drag. Like, my brother in San Antonio, Paradox Ray, who does amazing, like, they do the most amazing makeup transformations, like, things you would not even recognize as being a human being anymore. And then there's just so many people. We just recently, as the Boys of Austin, were in New York City, and we got to meet Kay James from Switch and Play, who is an amazing king and does amazing things. So, just, and Abs Heart in Little Rock, and just so many different kings just everywhere.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, so can you tell people if they want to follow you or want to get into a little bit more Jack Rabbit, how can they follow you? What social media can they look for?
So in order to follow me on social media, on Instagram, I am at SockMonkey613. And then you can friend me on Facebook, which is, you just search Jack Rabbit. It's spelled Jack, like the name Jack, and Rabbit like a rabbit dog. And I am pretty easy to find.
Okay, honey. Y'all go check out some Jack Rabbit, upcoming first alternate king of your heart, honey. Well,
yes.
Got a little trombone, might serenade you. You never know what's going to happen. But we appreciate you, Jack, for coming through so, so much. And we will definitely be on the lookout for more things from you. And good luck with everything.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You have a great one. So y'all go check out our friend Jack, honey. Keep up with all the Jackiness, honey. All what's going on, okay? We're going to get into a little skill. Skrillex. I think that's how you say it. Skrillex and some Rick Ross with some Purple Lambo. We'll be right back, guys, on From the Heart with
Biggest Boss, and I've been in Trillix. I'm a bigger problem when I click with Skrillex. Murder on my mind, it's time to pray to God. My revolver's not religious, the revolution's born. You wanna know my name, then go and tell us all. You wanna know my game, Suicide Squad. Pistol on my waist, I might make a mistake. Dead shot, head shot, oh my God, am I crazy? Drugs every corner, this is Gotham City. Killer crop, came to kidnap you to cut out your kidney. Ain't no mercy, got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Rosé, don't you know that pussy worth it? Flooded Rolex at the Grammy Awards. They still selling dope, that's those Miami boys. Killers everywhere, it ain't no place to run. Forgive me for my wrongs, I have just begun. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Rosé! Don't be begging for your life, cause that's a lost cause. High stakes, body armor, suicide, boy. It's the time for games and it's the time to kill. Make up your mind, baby, cause the time is here. Capital murder, capital letters. Yeah, she catching my vibe, but she can't fathom my chatter. Need a couple gang members for these new endeavors. From this point on, anything we do together. Body on the corner, million in the trunk. Seven figures I spend at every other month. Killers on the corner, talents in the clip. Build a palace out in Paris just to fill with bitches. Say my name and I'm coming with the gun squad. Everybody running, homie, there's only one gun. Cocaine, white Ferrari, I'm in the fast lane. Every day was life and death, that's when the cash came. Count money, drugs, residue, even blood on it. He had a driver until I put my cuz on it. Kicking in the door for the suicide squad. Needle in my arm, so I'm do or die for it.
Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Ain't no mercy, ain't no mercy. Got that purple Lamborghini lurking. Rosé.
For my wrongs, I have just begun.
Yes, honey. That was some Rosé, a little Rick Ross, a little Skrillex, honey, a little purple Lambo. You know, you could come get me in the purple Lambo. Let me see who's pulling up now, honey. We got our boy, coming to give it to you all. Y'all give it up for Miles Long.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm fabulous. You know, I just put on my sweet voice and try to be innocent and angelic in front of new men. Hi.
Oh.
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Let me make it, Miles, mm-hmm. Okay? Just let me make it, all right? Anyway.
Okay, I wasn't judging.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Daddy. Okay. Oh, just like as with Jack, me and you are not acquaintances, so why don't you let us all know who you are, a little bit about you, and what title or what you have, what's going on with Jack, I mean with Miles.
Sure, I got my mind twisted.
Too many men.
Well, yeah. My name, I'm Miles Long. I've been performing for 8 years now. I started competing in Youth of A in 2013. I made it to nationals. I went as the first alt to King of the Desert. I made it to nationals. That was awesome. Currently, I just recently stepped down from Mr. Oklahoma Youth of AMI 2016. And I'm also currently Mr. Oklahoma Bold and Beautiful 2017.
Come on, Bold and Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where are you from?
Excuse me? One more time.
Where do you live again?
Oh, I am in between California and Oklahoma at this point.
Oh, all right. So, baby, we got buy homes, honey. We got two homes.
Mm-hmm.
We're not by coastal, you know. Oklahoma ain't on the
not
coast, but
yet.
You know.
Yeah. It's close.
I'm going to get it with you, okay? So, tell us what mm-hmm. is your most memorable moment in track?
I would have to say my most memorable moment in drag would be making the top 12 in U.S. of A. in the pageants, because that was the first time and Jordan Allen waited till second to last to call me, and I thought I didn't make it for the second time, and I was up there just, I cried on stage, and I was so excited, and it was an amazing feeling because all of my brothers were around me, and everybody thought that I made it, and I didn't.
And I didn't, but that's okay. They thought you had. That's all that mattered
called.
At that moment.
They called me and
right. Oh, so did you, like, do you have plans to try to go back? Are you trying to seek the title? Like, is that like a bucket list goal for you?
Yes, it honestly is. This would be my fifth year competing, so. One hand, I'm coming back. I'm not exactly sure what prelim I want to compete for yet. I have a couple of ideas. But this year I'm coming back with vengeance, and this is what I want to do.
You know, they have some awesome promoters in Louisiana, and we're not too far from Oklahoma. I'm just saying, I don't want to, you know, the prelim going to be like in December. I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. You know, I'm like, sometimes on my show, I call myself Cara Farmer Seed. You know, like, I just plant seeds. So, you know, just let that little plant harvest in your mind there. Possibly come and snatch that crown. Definitely. Well, that's awesome.
Okay.
I love that. How many titles have you had over your career?
Too many. Honestly, kind of. I just stepped down from Mr. Oklahoma. I am currently Mr. Oklahoma Bold and Beautiful. Before those, I was Mr. California First All. Before that, I was Mr. King of the Desert First All.
Oh, baby.
So four.
Come on, King of the Desert.
Four, yes. And then also I'm currently, it's a city prelim, but I'm currently Mr. Central City, Oklahoma, US of AMI.
Ooh. So, baby, they got all kinds of titles. Every time you say a title, it do like this in my mind, cha-ching. Cha-ching, so that's the baby. Y'all put in some work, honey. Y'all are serious about this. This is serious. This is some serious stuff. I appreciate
dedication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So what advice do you have to anyone that's up and coming and that wants to possibly get into the art form of drag?
Actually, like Jackrabbit said, don't be afraid to reach out. Come out to the clubs, YouTube videos. Anyone's willing to help. Everyone's willing to help. You just ask, and you'll receive. Honestly, pick a song that you really, really like, that you know all the words to, so you can have fun with it. Get a little costume together and find an open talent night and just have a blast. That's really what drag is. It's all about fun.
That's what I would say too. Like costuming, like, you know, getting to the whole package of actually the drag aesthetic of it could come later. But like, knowing, being prepared, having some type of entertainment, and being good. Make sure your lip sync is good. You know what I'm like.
That was actually the first thing I was ever taught, was know your words above all else. So
definitely.
Like, that's first and foremost, know your words. Everything else will come. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you.
Right. Who do you look up to as a drag idol?
I have many drag idols. Actually, I take from and look up to anyone who is different than me, anyone who brings themselves differently. Like, there's Landon Sider, Ivory Onyx, Phantom, Jordan Allen, D-Love. I look up to all of them, even though they don't maybe not realize it, but I do. Especially, there's even my brothers, like D'Angelo, Scrappy, J. Cash Page. Like, I can see things from everyone in every point.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your funniest moment in drag so far? Most embarrassing, funniest.
I don't necessarily get embarrassed easily, but I feel the funniest moment was the time that when I was crowned Mr. Oklahoma. I seen the video of it, and I was, screenshots and things, and I didn't know that they were going to call me. It was my first time winning. I didn't know they were going to call me, and the first thought was called, and I was like, I just started walking backwards, and everybody else knew that I won, and I was like, nah, it's not me, and I backed up to the back of the stage and had to be pushed to the front.
Like, to the front,
hilarious.
Like, you won, fool, like, go get your crown.
No, I didn't,
like,
and it was, you could see where I'm like, no, I didn't, no, it's not me, and you could see me, and I'm looking at the ground, shaking my head, I'm like, I don't know who it is, but it's not me, and then all of a sudden, I have a crown, and that's just, I was like, oh, I guess it was.
It was you, it possibly could have been
me.
You.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So, what else? You know what? That's kind of like a testament, though, to, like, we have to push ourselves and believe in ourselves, you know, because I do the same thing sometimes where, like, I'll just accept defeat too easily sometimes. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, it just be like, nah, we got to push through. We better than that. And you know, look,
yeah.
You won. So it was for you.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's so awesome. Tell my people and Oliver's people if they are wanting to possibly follow Mr. Miles Long on his drag adventures, where they can follow you and find you at.
Oh, okay. So, Facebook, it's Miles Long, just like it's spelled in the dictionary. Instagram, I'm at @_MilesLong. Snapchat, I'm also at @_MilesLong. Also, you can look up the hashtag #SexyLittleNugget, and I'll pop up. I'm pretty sure that's it about right now. What happened?
Well, give us your Tinder profile and your Tinder and your Jack and all of that, baby. We don't want all them profiles.
I don't have those. I don't.
Plenty
I'm,
of fish.
I'm classy. No.
You're classy.
Not necessarily classy, but I'm from an older generation where I like to go out and meet people in person.
Okay, so if y'all have Tinder, plenty of fish, Miles, say y'all are not classy, honey.
No, I did not say you're not classy.
Just like.
I just like to meet people in person.
Miles didn't say that. Tara just likes to act crazy, okay? So don't worry about that. Thank you, Miles. Hopefully we will see you and meet you in person one day. But good luck with everything you got going on. We definitely will keep an eye on you. And thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
I know Oliver thanks you as well. And we're gonna get on with the fun. But you have a great weekend. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you. You too.
All right, y'all. So that was Mr. Miles Long, which y'all know what the real question is. I wonder what he has Miles Long. What is Miles Long? Like, does he have something that is Miles Long? You know, that's just where I be. I'm just, you know, I'm wondering, you know, and this is stuff I think to myself after the interview because I have a script to go through, and Oliver told me do not deviate from the script, so I cannot ask all of this, okay? But anyway, we'll get into a little Jason Derulo. When we get back, y'all, just know the Kang is in the house, okay? So sit back and relax, and we're going to be right back with Onyx Honey from the Heart with Taz.
Young Money, Young Money, Young Money. all in a thousand different flavors. I wish that I could taste them all tonight. No, I ain't got no dinner plans, so you should bring all your friends. I swear that to all of y'all my time. Shimmy ya, drink, swalla la la, drink, swalla la la, swalla la la, shimmy shimmy ya, drink, swalla la la, drink, swalla la la. Bad girls gon' swallow la la. Bust down on my wrist and it, bitch. My pinky ring bigger than this. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. Dollar got too many girls. Matter how I'm Beverly Hills. All she wears red bottom heels. Push it back it up, put it on the top. Push it drop it low, put it on the ground. Drink, swalla la la. Drink, swalla la la. Swalla la la. Shimmy shimmy ya, shimmy ya, shimmy ya. Drink, swalla la la. Drink, swalla la la.
I swallow nothing, word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer, word to John Galliano. He cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no. I'm that bitch that he know. I got young wife in these thoughts. You don't get wins for that. I'm having another good year. We don't get blimps for that. The gang still call. We don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. I gave you bitches 2 years, now your time's up. Bless her heart, she throwing shots, but every line sucks. I'm in that cherry red foreign with the brown guts. My shit slapping like dude, the LeBron nuts.
All the girls in here, get you feeling thirsty. Come on, take a seat, cause you know what I'm saying.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Yes, honey, a little Jason Derulo, a little swallow in the house, you know, swallow, la, 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 okay? I'm going to do me old costume cha-cha to change, honey, because the Kang is in the house, honey, and I have to get myself presentable, baby. You can't just be presenting yourself any which way to the Kang, okay? So, what I want y'all to do for me, baby, is get yourselves together and give a big round of applause to Mr. US of A MI Classic, Mr. Ivory Ivory.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Ivory. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous now, even so much better. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. We appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah. No other place to be.
You better tell them one more time. Ain't no place to be.
Ain't no place to be, right here.
You know what? Oliver picked a perfect night not to come. I appreciate it. I'm going to have to give Oliver a little thank you card.
Yeah, you're going to have to give a thank you card, Starbucks gift card, something.
Ooh, yes. So if y'all are not aware of who Ivory Onyx is, I'm going to let him tell y'all a little bit about himself and what he does and his thing. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people that may not be acquainted with you.
right. Hello, everyone. My name is Ivory Onyx. I am currently the Mr. US of A MI Classic. I have been doing drag for 18 years as a male impersonator. So, yeah, I am classically aged. Most people don't believe it, but I am. I currently live in San Diego, California, born and raised in Western Massachusetts. So went from one side of the country to the other. I love doing what I do, and I love meeting everybody as I travel around the country. And, you know, it's a really fun thing to do drag for that amount of time. You can really see where the art form has come from and where it's going. So excited to be a part of it.
I mean, like, 18 years ago, how many male, like, drag kings were there? Like, two of y'all?
Not many. Not many. And... not many, and, you know, it's the whole deal where, you know, it was back when Instant Messenger was in, you know, and you had dial-up internet, so there wasn't a whole lot of communicating between drag kings. I know there weren't a lot in my area. There probably were more across the country and world, but we weren't talking to each other because there was no way for us to know each other existed, you know? So
right.
I think there was just like me and one other person, kind of, in my area.
One and a half. I told you two. One and a half, y'all. That's how I was doing.
1.5.
Right. So, from where you came from one, you know, you doing drag and starting, like, how did you get started? How did that happen?
Well, I saw the 0.5 perform, and I thought I could do that. So I entered a competition, and I won it, and then I never looked back. So,
okay, so I see you. Same thing, I could do that.
No,
baby. Got his sister together, and we'll get them together.
Well, you know, it's like we actually ended up becoming friends, but, you know, I've been dancing since I was three, so I've always, you know, wanted to do the male side of dancing. But, you know, gender norms, they always put me on the girl side. And when I started doing drag, I was able to do the guy side as I wanted to and been paying attention to all my life. So that was great.
Right. I know, that's awesome. Because to see you in drag and to see you out of drag, it's definitely... two different people. It's definitely like when I watch you, you know, I've been watching on Facebook and through everyone, you know, that went to nationals and when you won, I was like, girl, he hot, girl. All right, Ivory, yes, that's the problem. And then when I see you out of drag, I was like, bitch, wait a minute. I think that's the whole drag thing. You know, I think that a lot of people miss the mark on like drag as an entertainment. You know, like, as come with the drag. Drag, when we see a drag queen, it's always larger than life. It's always, you know what I'm saying? When you get to the guys, I think a lot of the guys maybe feel shy or maybe don't know how to make it big in that aspect or, you know, how to make it big without necessarily making it flamboyantly or making it feminine. I don't know. But I'm just saying I noticed that sometimes we need it bigger from them, and with your transformation, it made it big. You know what I'm saying? Like, it made it, like, a different, it makes it, like a, for lack of a better term, but a character, you know, like someone who is entertaining, and it's, like, that level. So, I mean, I caught it. I'm not, you know, as a person.
Well, I think it's also like a learning curve, and it's a lot to do with self-expression. So I don't know if people are necessarily shy. They're just expressing the self that they're most comfortable with expressing. Like, that's what drag is. It's an expression of a part of yourself, whether it's a character
or a song or whichever, you're identifying with what you're putting on stage at some level. And, you know, it's a learning curve how to balance that with what a crowd wants to see, how to balance what you're identifying with and what's going to leave you satisfied when you get off the stage, and also couple that and marry that with what the crowd wants to see. It's a learning curve, and, you know, I'm fortunate. I've been doing it for a long time, and, you know, that's one of the first things that I teach people when they come to me for advice about what to do when they want to start or when they want to get on stage, or how can I get better, how can I, you know, do this or do that. That's the first thing you have to figure out, is how to marry oneself with the crowd.
Baby, you need to do an Ivory Onyx How to Drag 101 video, okay? Give it to him, okay? I'm there for that, okay? I'm there for that. I feel like it's so, like you said, Drag Kings is still growing. The art form is still being more widespread and more people getting into it, but at the same time that that's happening, it's still like newbies, like you said, like people are still new, trying to learn themselves, trying to learn the art form, and it's people like you that have been in it for so many years that are far, few and far between, to actually try to help and guide. You know, maybe they see you at nationals, or maybe they see you, you know, with this one or that one, but I think that it's a definite need to have older people that would do something help and guide the younger people into what's going on and how they get all the little tips and the tricks and the, you know, do this like this, and this how you put on your makeup, and this how you take your beard, and this how you do this, you know,
yeah,
whatever you're going to do, like, for them to try, even to try it out. So.
Yeah, you know, it's so important for people who have been doing it for, doesn't even matter how long you've been doing it, but people who have learned, if you have learned, then you have to pass that knowledge on. I mean, it's no point in taking what you've learned and keeping it to yourself. I mean, the whole point of us growing in this movement, the only way that we can move together is if we help each other out and share that knowledge. Keeping it to yourself does no good. If you figure out a new way to bind or a new way to put on makeup or costume,
right,
or whichever, share it with somebody who's willing to learn. Share that,
well,
so
yeah,
that, you know, when it's your time to sit down, you know, your stuff carries on.
So, but so many people look at it as the view of we're competing against each other, you know, and
right,
I'm competing, and it should be, you know, this is not about how far you can go, this is about how far the art form of drag can go. And if we, you know, if you take that approach to it, then it makes a difference. Like, it's like the brotherhood, like what y'all, you know, what US of A is all about. It's like, it's not about you as a king or Eddie as a king or even Seduction as a queen. It's about how far y'all can make and take the system past, you know, with y'all know and who y'all, you know, and bring them in and grow. Like, that's
right,
what it's about. It's not about you.
You have to push. You can't push one without the other. So you can't grow the system without growing yourself. So you have to make sure that, though, yes, it is part of the brotherhood, we are going to help each other out, but you can't help anybody if you're not growing yourself. So I think that's something that gets lost sometimes. You have to keep growing yourself, otherwise you're not doing anybody any good. All right? We all grow together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. What is your most memorable experience in drag?
My most memorable experience in drag. Well, I mean, I got my regular, like, just in drag in general, it was probably like many, many, many years ago. It was a little bit after I'd come out. Me, my mom, and my dad had reconnected, and I had a drag show at Northampton Pride. And I was on stage. We came out stage. The music hadn't even started yet. And our backs, it was a drag king troupe that I was in. And our backs were to the audience. And I could hear, my your mom's call, right? No matter where you're at, you know, your mom's voice. So all of a sudden I hear my mom yell my name, like my legal name. And I was like, that's my mom. But my back wasn't even turned around yet. So then I turned around and my mom and my dad were sitting in the front row at a pride festival, no less, to watch me perform. And that was, you know, had to be one of the, and they were, I didn't know they were coming. I didn't even know but they knew that it was happening. They must have saw it on Facebook or something, but they came out to see the show, and that was pretty memorable. And then this past year when I was crowned, I mean, that's definitely tied, if not, you know, close second with it to be crowned U.S., so to win that.
Right. Definitely. That's a very memorable moment. So bringing up your family, you were crowned MI Classic, how do they feel about your titles and you doing pageantry and that nature of things?
My entire family is really supportive of it. So, you know, from my grandmother to my mother, my father, my brothers, my sister, my wife, everybody in my life, my best friends, like, I don't have one person in my life. My boss at work, you know, they all love it and ask about it. But I don't have one person that's in my life that doesn't support it. And if they were to not support it, then they probably wouldn't be in my life. I mean, drag is such a part of who I am.
Come on.
You know, and if you love me, you love what I do and you love what I'm about. And I don't really keep people in my life that aren't on the same, you know, level as me. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, secure individual. That's how you do. Okay. So I'm not even asking you about the titles you have, but I'm going to ask you, do you have any other national titles besides, MI Classic?
Yeah, I was Mr. U.S. of AMI 2013.
Ooh, baby. Are you, like, the only person to have held those titles?
I am. I'm the first. Definitely an exciting thing to see happen.
Come on, history making Ivory Onyx, honey. Yes.
Yeah. It's a dream come true. It's a dream come true, and I wouldn't have gotten here without the support of, you know, my entire support team, my best friends, you know, in the entire world, Jordan Allen, Damian Matrix, my wife, you know, Land Insider, all the, you know, my close-knit friends, all of them, you know, by helping me develop, you know, the package as it was, and actually to push me to do it, because I wasn't going to do it. That's why I waited so long to compete for a prelim, because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. I don't know, and I decided, like, the week before the prelim, all right, I guess I'm going to do it, and then, you know, that was the prelim, and then we prepared for nationals, but.
Wow. So you was just kind of like, I don't know, maybe, and then you're like, just forget it. We're going to do it. We're just going to do it and have some fun. And
well, we were preparing like I was going to do it, but it was, I have a full-time job, a career, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to dedicate the time needed to do
it. Yeah, it is a lot.
So when we finally figured out that, yeah, we can make this happen, it was like, all right, no. Full steam ahead.
Let's make it happen. Yeah, I love it. I can't wait to see Ivory Onyx in person perform because, you know, the pictures and the videos that I see, it's definitely entertainment. It's definitely a show.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for that. Do you have any advice to people who maybe are thinking about starting drag or wanting to compete?
I would say always be willing to learn, you know, always, you know, stay humble, remember where you came from, and always be willing to learn, because once you stop learning, it's time to retire. I'm still learning things every place I go from every king and every queen that I meet or watch. So, you know, you always have to be willing to learn something new and to pay attention and, you know, learn from the crowd, learn, you can learn from anything. So that's the biggest thing that I tell people all the time is, don't stop learning.
That is true. And you know what? From someone who is a veteran in the game to say, don't stop learning, that's some crucial advice, because you could be at the place where you think you know everything. You done snatched all the titles, snatched all the wigs, honey. You could be like, baby, advice. Advice. Better get your stones and your money up, honey. That's the advice. You could have gave that good advice, but no, that's a very humble advice. I appreciate that. And what is your funniest / most embarrassing moment in drag?
Oh my god. So I knew you were coming with it because I was listening to the other people do their thing.
You
I knew it was coming. So, but it's like no hands down. This has to be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in drag. So I was performing this really sexy number, right? It's called Neighbors Know My Name, right?
Okay.
Super sexy number, super essential, right? So I'm doing this number and I'm doing it at a brand new club, and so they have brand new floors, right? So it means they're really slippery. And at one point, you know, I take off my jacket. I think I'm cool, right? Throw a jacket over my shoulder, and I move the other direction. And then I decide I'm gonna move back. I'm gonna walk backwards. I'm gonna get back to the center of the stage, and I step on the jacket, and I go flying, like full, like my feet flew out from underneath me backwards, and I like boom, smacked on the floor, face first on the ground. I was so embarrassed, but it was hilarious. I have a video of it. I've never posted it, but I have a video of it. I show people when they don't believe me. But yeah, it was just, I had to go to the doctor, hurt my arm. And I had to explain to the doctor what happened. I was like, I got a video. You want to see it? He's like, yeah, let me see it. I showed him a video. He started laughing at me. I was like, I know, it's so bad.
How did you recover from that? Like you on the stage, you face down, face forward. Like, how did you recover from that? Did they just turn off the music?
Oh.
And they was like,
No, I just got back up. Like, I hit the ground. I jumped back up, you know, started, you know, kept doing what I was doing. I got right back up, I finished the song, and then I went backstage, and I was just dying laughing. They're like, what happened? I was like, oh, I just busted my ass. I just, like, face planted. And everyone's like,
oh, yeah,
are you okay? I'm like, yeah, but that was pretty funny.
You would have got all my money after that, though. If you can recover from that, if you can recover like that and be strong with it and just I don't care that you fail. If you can recover, oh, you get my money. Performance? Yes, I love that. The show must go on, baby. Give me my show, honey. I am coming here.
Indeed.
Do not waste my hit my gas, and I got looking cute. You better give me a show. You got my money right there, honey.
Well, they definitely got a show. They got an individual show. Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, even crazy stuff happens to the king. So you know what? We all,
indeed.
At the end of the day, we all want to go through some stuff. But I appreciate you so much, Mr. Ira Onyx, for coming through. And tell your wife, she's like a friend in my head. Like, I love her, and I don't know her, but I love her. And she's like my friend in my head, okay? So just, hey, wife, I love her. She's so beautiful,
color.
Too.
Yes, she is. I got lucky.
Okay. Look, I'm not mad at you, honey. I'm trying to get lucky too. It's hard though. It's hard out here in the South, baby. I need some new mentality because it's killing me. I'm done. Baby, I can't teach them out here. I need me some different type of thinking. My tribe is in somewhere else. I'm telling you, it's not out here at all.
Come on out to Cali. Come on, see us in Cali.
I'm coming, friend. I'm coming, friend. Trust. I'm coming. It's just a lot of driving off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a lot of driving. But we thank you so much for coming through. All of the thank you. We are, like, to the end of our show. You know, we did an hour. We did, like, me and you did, like, a long little time just then. You were cutting up your great hair. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you
and
for having me.
Anytime. I definitely am going to have you three on Rainbow Radio as well. I want y'all definitely to come through and you know, have a sit down with me, and we can get all three of you on the phone and, you know, cut up and promote you guys and you know, your preliminaries and whatever you have coming up. So we appreciate you. You have a wonderful week, and we will see you around. Y'all can go check out Ivory Onyx. I know definitely on Facebook, Ivory Onyx. Also, the US of AMI Classic should have a page.
/ Ivory Onyx, Ivory _ Onyx on Instagram and Facebook.
So look up Ivor Onyx. You're going to find him. But we appreciate you. You have a wonderful week, and we will catch up with you later, Mr. Onyx.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, honey. Well, we are wrapping it up. Thank you again to Southern Hospitality Productions, Rainbow Radio. We are on every Monday night at 9 Central Time. And, you know, we cover everything you need to know. Put a little gay in your day, have some organizations, interviews, music, and all that. I'm going to leave y'all with the new Sam Smith, Too Good a Goodbye. I'm getting out of here. See you guys later. Y'all can catch me on Facebook. My name is Tara Guy, and also Rainbow Radio. Be good to each other.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.